Cody's World presents.
Cody's World presents.
A poem.
A cartoon poem.
A cartoon poem. Right. Read by the author.
A Scent of Love. A cartoon poem by Des Down Under. The stranger stood up as I turned around, and the next I knew I was on the ground. He bent over me with his hair in his eyes. "You smell nice," I said with surprise. He was shocked, I could tell, and I thought he was going to yell until he reached out to give me his hand.
"You're cute,"
he said as he helped me stand. We looked at each other, flushed red in the face. Boldly I asked him to come home to my place, and all night long our love did flow. 6 months later he said,
"I have to go."
I stood at the door and waved him goodbye, then threw myself onto the bed and had a good cry. I loved him and would forever, I could tell, for all over the sheets was his dizzying smell. I could see where his head had dented the pillow, and if it could talk, it would say, "Let me turn yellow rather than be washed and hung on the line, to then not possess this smell divine." No room in the house allowed me to flee from him or his memory, because I had suffered a home invasion by his smell, from which there was no evasion. All through the days and nights that followed, my mind and soul felt hollowed. Mornings came, and when nights fell, I imagined again his wonderful smell. I looked east and west as weeks went by, and to the north and south I did try, but there was no sight or sign of the man who smelt so fine. Years passed and became times of lost chances from all the young men and their loving advances, but I was depressed and an empty shell, for I loved a man with a particular smell. It seems to me that wherever I wander, a certain tang in the air tempts me to wonder if my beau is nearby with his lusty smell, or am I insane, or just in hell? There's a smell in my head from this nose of mine that cannot be fixed with a glass of wine. I must get out and about to get some fresh air, to find a way to stop this smell of despair. The supermarket has rows of air fresheners, with sterile and clinical odours, and stinky children running astray. Whee! There goes one now, straight into a display. Bottles crash and break on the floor while the kid runs out the door. Broken chunks of glass remained, sitting in liquid they once contained.
"Clean up in aisle 7,
came a voice from above, as I thought I could smell the scent of my love. I dipped my hand in the liquid, but had to stop, as the supermarket youth appeared with his mop. My head bent forward to sniff my hand. Pheromones and me be both eternally damned. I've given my love, my life, and my all to the scent from a bottle of ordinary hair oil. In shock, I quickly stood and spun around, knocking the youth with his mop to the ground.
"Oh,
I'm sorry," I said, looking into his eyes.
"You smell nice," he replied with sudden surprise.
He helped fill my car with the bottles of hair oil, carefully packed so that they would not spoil, and then I drove home, which wasn't far, with the youth tied to the top of the car. We took all the oil inside my place, filling every nook, cranny, and cupboard space. We spread some oil on our bodies, arms, legs, and faces, and, as you might guess, other unmentionable places.
60 loving years later, we live in contentment, having made the lasting arrangement to embalm us in the oil at our final farewell. So even after life we will have this heavenly smell.
A Scent of Love was written by Des Down Under, copyright by the author, 2007. Recorded for CodysWorld.com, July 2007. Cody's World, CodeysWorld, world.com. Sound effects were created by the author or downloaded from the free sound effects libraries available on the web.
A short excerpt from the recording of Gloria, composed by John Nutter, was used without permission as an educational exercise in demonstrating the use and application of music to the spoken word for dramatic effect, and chosen to assist the promotion of the artists and members of the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles and the composer. The recording was manipulated for dramatic effect. This recording has not been made for profit or gain. All rights reserved by the respective authors.